Mr. Warner is ready. Good afternoon. We welcome you to your Commissioner's Court meeting. The judge had to be away in Austin at a public hearing for the county, and we conducted today. I'm going to be his stand-in for today. As soon as Commissioner Warner and the auditor get their stuff lined up. And we appreciate having such a tremendous crowd here today and some beautiful people in front of us. We'll start with the invocation being conducted by Commissioner Warner, the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Weaver. Would all stand, please.
Let us pray. Our gracious Father, architect of the universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. Dear Lord, we ask a special blessing for all of those that were impacted adversely by the recent Hurricane Sandy that hit our East Coast. Please be with them as they recoup and put their lives back together. Bless them and their families, and may Godspeed to help them recover. Dear Lord, we also ask that as tomorrow's election results come in, that whomever the winner and loser be with everyone and keep this country united in a way that we can go forward. We ask all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will take some things out of order since we have some visitors to the court today. We will do the resolutions and proclamations first. Starting with from County Commissioners. C, considering possibly approved proclamation for National Adoption Day. D, considering possibly approved proclamation for Southeast Texas Strata Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness. E, considering possible approval proclamation for ARC of Greater Beaumont 5th Annual Holiday Court Project, and M, considering possible approval adopting a proclamation commending Joshua Wayne Yarbrough on an outstanding service to member of the United States Marine Corps. Can I get a motion for those?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
We will start off with the proclamation for Adoption Day. If we have anyone with that group, would they please come to the mic while I'll read this particular one. We got Judge in the house today. And we'll start off with a National Adoption Day proclamation. Whereas Jefferson County recognized the importance of giving children prominent, safe, and loving families through adoption, and whereas more than 107,000 children in the United States foster care system are waiting to be adopted, and whereas more than 6,000 children in Texas are waiting for permanent families, and whereas more than 20 children in the Region 5 are waiting for permanent families, and whereas to help these children find permanent nurturing families, for local courts of Jefferson County will open the doors on National Adoption Day, Friday, November the 16th, 2012, to finalize adoptions for local children and join the organizations to celebrate all adoptions, and whereas this effort, along with similar celebrations in all 50 states around this country, will offer children the chance to live with siblings and loving families and encourage other dedicated individuals to make a powerful difference in the life of a child through adoption. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim November 16, 2012 as National Adoption Day in Jefferson County, and in doing so, urge all citizens to join in this national effort to raise awareness about the importance of adoption. Signed this day by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, and it's glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And the word.
Thank you. Today, almost 6,400 children in Texas foster care are waiting for the right family to call their own. Each child is unique, but they all have one thing in common. They were all victims of abuse or neglect and now need new homes that are safe and nurturing. These children and teens often ask, why not me? Why can't I have a family? That's why the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services and its Child Protective Services program are asking Texans, why not you? Why not adopt? Each November, during National Adoption Awareness Month, CPS's Why Not Me campaign spotlights children in state care who are waiting for adoption, especially older and minority children who tend to stay in state care longer. More children than ever were adopted from state care last year, but the need for adoptive families is as great as ever, especially for older children, siblings, and minority children. Children and teens never outgrow the need for parents and families. This November, there are many adoptive ceremonies, match parties, and other events all across the state that focus attention on the plight of children waiting for permanent homes and normal lives. A lot of Texas adoption events happen around National Adoption Day, which falls on November 17th this year. Jefferson County will host its National Adoption Day on November 16th, beginning at 10 a.m. in the jury and paneling room. 18 children will be adopted into their forever families on this very special day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioners, we would be honored if you attended National Adoption Day and the ceremonies afterwards.
Definitely, without a doubt. We appreciate you for coming, and Judge, we appreciate you and Judge Stone, what y'all do in the family courts, mm-hmm. and overall, the working with the public in this adoption is very important for the community.
Well, thank you, and we do appreciate Judge Thorne and I and everyone, just the support that the Commissioner's Court always gives us on these events. So, and I hope you do attend. It'll be great. Thank you.
Next one will be, the proclamation that Commissioner Senegal will read, and it's from dealing with the Lions Club.
Ready. South District 2 S1 Lions, Southeast Texas Strides, Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness. Whereas the overall importance of walking is to build healthier lives, to raise awareness of the health complications of diabetes, and to provide information on preventing and managing the disease and other related diseases. And whereas District 2 S1 Lions are working to increase diabetes awareness by sponsoring Southeast Texas Strides Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness on Saturday, November the 10th, 2012. Whereas the District 2 S1 Lions United with the employed and citizens of Jefferson employees and citizens of Jefferson County should be commended for their role in participating in the 2012 Southeast Texas Strides Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness. And whereas District 2 S1 Lions are participating in an international activity with Lions clubs throughout the world. And whereas the District 2 S1 Lions are keeping with the challenge Helen Keller issued to the association in 1925 to become Knights of the Blind in the Crusade Against Darkness. And whereas the District 2 S Lions are a member of the Lions Club International, the world's largest service club organization with 1.35 million members in 45,000 clubs and geographical areas. Whereas we join together to raise awareness for diabetes and publicly recognize the importance of improving diabetic health. And whereas to honor those who have successfully controlled their diabetes and to help others to accomplish the management of diabetes, promote awareness of diabetes, and improve the quality of health care in Jefferson County. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim Saturday, November 10, 2012 as Southeast Texas Strides Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness Day, benefiting the Texas Lions Camp to enhance their diabetes session for children and diabetes seminars for families, and we urge all to participate in this effort. God bless y'all.
We would like to take this time to thank you all for the proclamation, and we'd like for all of you to come out and donate a little bit, because this is for the children of Texas, not only in this county, but also all around Texas, because all of this, all the funds that we raise are going to go to a camp that we provide for diabetic children, absolutely free to them and their parents, for it's two one-week camps. And the children go out there, and it doesn't make any difference whether they have type 1 or type 2. They go out and have a great time at our camp in Kerrville, Texas. And we want to thank all of you for allowing us to do this. Thank you.
Someone else? I want to say this. The Lions Club, you guys do so much for the community, and sometimes it's unsung heroes that go unannounced, but we at Jefferson County appreciate everything you do to help this, the community. We really do, and really appreciate everything that you get involved with. Thank you, and God bless each of you.
Thank you.
By the way, there's one other thing. It's going to be held at Lamar University's Ty Terrell Track, and it starts at 9 a.m. Dr. Jimmy Simmons will have a welcome point, and then one of our chairmen from the Lions Camp will speak, and then we're going to have our first walk in silence, because the diabetic awareness is a silent killer. And then the next walk is a walk where we're going to honor our veterans, because the next day is Veterans Day.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I also want to say thank you. Publicly, we often don't get a chance to say thank you. My health fair is an overwhelming success every year for the last 3 years, and I know Commissioner for the last 10 years. But I get so much praise as a commissioner for the work that y'all do that I feel guilty. And it's been an overwhelming success, and I want to thank you, because a lot of people come and they'll tell me that they couldn't see before they went to the health fair and their eyes were open. I thought they had a revelation from God, but it's because they got glasses and Right. They couldn't see it. So thank y'all for everything y'all do, and committed the time and the volunteering and everything that y'all do for this community and all over the world. Thank you.
I really appreciate also the work that y'all do with our schools.
Thank you.
A lot of good work in the schools. Thank you.
And the final one will be read by Commissioner Arnold, and it is the Order of Greater Beaumont 5th Annual Holiday Cards. Commissioner, is anyone here? Oh, Gary, yes. Oh, okay.
Okay, let me start out by reading the proclamation, Gary, and then we'll listen for your comments in a few minutes. The Ark of Greater Beaumont 5th Annual Holiday Card Project. Whereas the Ark of Greater Beaumont is a nonprofit organization committed to creating opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to be included in their communities throughout Southeast Texas by offering the following services for individuals with developmental disabilities: parent networking and support, ARC summer day camps, ARC social clubs, and self-advocacy. And whereas the ARC of Greater Beaumont has continued to be a shining example of goodwill and action, therefore be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of November the 5th through the 11th, 2012, as the 4th Annual Holiday Cards for a Cause kickoff week, and we offer our best wishes and support for a successful card campaign to introduce 25 new card designs created by individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to Southeast Texas. Signed this day before the Commissioner's Court. Thank you, Gary, for you and your leadership and all of the folks that are that do such a great service by, you know, personally making these cards. It's quite refreshing to get one of these cards from some friends or someone like that, and they're really unique, and I look forward to getting them every year.
Thank you.
I do have a friend or two out there that sends me cards.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. I'm Gary Hidalgo, the executive director of the ARC. With me is Tara Folsom's on our board, And Matt Budsworth is one of the artists. He's also a member of our self-advocate group. I want to say just a couple of things about our self-advocate group. We've been spending a lot of time talking about voting and the importance of voting and our self-advocate with our self-advocates. We have about 60 members of our self-advocate group, and I'm proud to say that 100% of those have either already voted or will have voted by the end of the day, end of tomorrow. And we're trying to teach them the responsibility of being a citizen. Along with that is to vote, and that's the responsibility that we have, and it's certainly a privilege. And it's nice for me to say that I've been around this community for a long time, working with people with disabilities, and it's, in my opinion, we are so blessed to live in a community where people with disabilities are embraced and are treated as equals, and that's so important to them, and it sends a clear message to everyone else what our priorities are, and I think that's important, and we do appreciate that. If I would be allowed, I'd like to step forward. We would like to present y'all with Matt's card, at least two packets for each one of you. And if that would be okay, if we could come forward.
Absolutely, please do. Now, the only thing, Matt, have you already autographed those cards?
Guys,
okay, just making sure. I want to make sure.
And for those who don't know, that's formerly worked
Thank
for
you,
us,
Matt.
Cindy Bledsoe, as her son. Thanks, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Sure thing.
Thank y'all, and good luck on your card sales this year.
Thank you.
Okay, we will now go to purchasing. Under the purchasing agenda, item number one is approved specification for Jefferson County Courthouse parking lot. B, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file renewal of term contract for Morgue Transportation of Jefferson County with BJ Transportation Services Incorporated for a fourth additional 1 year renewal from November the 30th, 2012 to November the 29th, 2013. C, award, execute, receive, and file a runway 12/30th remark at the Jacksburg Regional Airport with Highline Marking Incorporated in the amount of $169,270.40. This project is funded 100% by the PFC, application number 7. D, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a fee scheduled for Millman for roll forward evaluation, development, and presentation of GASB 45 annual OPEB cost and increase of OPEB obligation of current post-employment benefit program for fiscal year ending 9/30/2012 in the amount of $1,500. Can I get a motion to accept? A motion by Commissioner Senegal, and second by Commissioner Weaver. Any question? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposes. Unanimous, Madam Clerk. Under County Commissioners, we will table item number B, item G, I, and J. Starting with, I'm sorry, item A, my mistake, item A, that is the burn ban. I and J. G, let me go back. A, G, I, and J. Now, yes, sir. After, we will need to have the district attorney off to review that, okay? B, receive and file, execute interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, agreement with Port of Port Arthur Navigation District regarding security grant, port security grant. F, consider ratifying the county judge executing of the GLO contract number 10-5291-000-5299, amendment number 7 regarding disaster recovery grant funding. H, receive and file, execute, we need to table this one also. Right. K, receive and file, execute memorandum of understanding with the Fire Museum of Texas. L, consider and possibly approve reappointment of Joel Livingston as Commissioner 2, the Board of Commissioners for the Jefferson County District Number 3, Drainage District Number 3. Can I get a motion to accept? Got a motion by Commissioner Arnold, a second by Commissioner Weaver. Any questions? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous decision on the passage. We did the M already. Under the auditor, A, consider and approve FY 2012 budget transfer out capital project move fund for equipment purchase. Transfer would be an amount of $161,000 for capital projects. To capital road machinery with $161,000. B, consider and approve the certified road jurisdiction summary resolution for tax road for the tax year 2012 for Jefferson County. C, receive and file F&O summary for the month ending September 30, 2012. D, regular bill check number 372378 through check number 373509. I get a motion on those items. A motion, Commissioner Senegal, is second. It's a second, Commissioner Arnold. Any questions about those items under auditing?
Judge, would you restate the beginning number for the check register, please?
The beginning number for the check register is 373278.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. With that, the only other business to come before us is to let the body know that we will be meeting on November the 13th. The holiday is the 12th, which is Veterans Day. We will meet on the 13th. Regular time. Is there any other business to come before the body that doesn't require any action from any elected official? With that, meeting's over.